When the day of Pentecost had come, they were all together in one place, and suddenly from heaven there came a sound like the rush of a violent wind, and it filled the entire house where they were sitting. Divided tongues as of fire appeared among them, and a tongue rested on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other languages as the Spirit gave them ability. With a sound like the rush of a violent wind, the church is born and comes into being. The rush of a violent wind. Wind is an interesting thing. As we were talking about with the kids, we can't see it. We can't reach out and touch it. But we can feel it blowing against us. We can see the trees bending over from its force. We notice when it whistles through a crack in the window or under the door of the house. Wind is a powerful thing. At its worst, the wind of a destructive hurricane can wreak devastation. Yet a gentle breeze on a hot day is a godsend. On Pentecost, we remember this wind that filled the entire house, bringing the Holy Spirit to the disciples and all those gathered with them. We consider this the birth of the church and the celebration of a new age of our faith. God is Spirit, and the Spirit is everywhere at all times and in all places. Yet, how many of us routinely experience the Spirit as a mighty rushing wind? How often do we experience God knocking our socks off with the force of her presence? If we don't, have we missed God? The funny thing about language is that one word in one language can have many meanings in another. The word wind in the Pentecost story that we heard from Acts chapter 2 also means breath. Breath. That very thing that gives us life. When we stop breathing, we stop living. Breath can be strong and forceful, like a sneeze. But it's also gentle, like a whisper, and often an unnoticed, unconscious part of our daily existence. And it's through the many shapes that wind and breath take that we see our entire history, our entire salvation story, our relationship with God laid out before us. So if we go back to in the beginning, the breath, the Spirit of God blew over chaos, and God's first creation came into being. All of life, the stars and the planets, the sun and the moon, the water and the land, the plants, the birds, the animals, and all of humanity came into being. And then when the people were unfaithful and God flooded the earth, the breath of the Spirit blew over the waters and the floods receded to reveal dry land. And when the people were enslaved in Egypt and seeking to escape Pharaoh and his armies, a blast from God's nostril was the wind that parted the Red Sea so that they might walk through the waters to liberation. It was the Spirit of God in a word that came to a young woman, growing life in the waters of the womb. And in response, Mary's spirit sung out that magnificent Magnificat, giving breath and voice to all of those on the margins who are so loved by God. And it was Jesus who used his last breath to cry out to God, "Forgive them." As the breath of God, against all odds, triumphed over death and reconciled all to God, so that breath might again bring life. Creation, salvation, liberation, reconciliation, and resurrection. The Spirit, the breath, the wind of God has been and is present in it all. And on Pentecost, that Spirit of God descended on them in the most dramatic way possible. The Spirit descended on all who were gathered and did what she's done throughout all of history and led them out of that safe, confined space into the wilderness. Not into the wilderness to find the promised land as the people did when they crossed through the wilderness into the wilderness from the Red Sea, but into the wilderness to share God, to share that good news of a liberating, life-giving, reconciling God with everyone in the land. "Lord, show us the Father and we will be satisfied," said Philip to Jesus in today's reading from John's Gospel. "Show us the Father," replied Jesus. "Show us the Father? Do you not know that I am in the Father and the Father is in me? The words, the breath that is in me is not my own, but the Father's." As if to say, this very breath that is in me is of God and is God. And then with that same breath, Jesus reassures them that God's presence doesn't always have to be known in the fire of mighty flames or the rush of a violent wind. It's also known in peace. "Peace I give to you. My peace I leave with you," says Jesus to the disciples. And then a little later on in the same gospel, we hear Jesus speaking with them again. And he says, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit." The Spirit of God is a mighty rushing wind, and it's also the breath of God flowing over us that we might know peace. I don't know about you, but as we celebrate the birthday of the church, the coming of the Holy Spirit, and being renewed once again to take on God's actions of creation, liberation, reconciliation, and life-giving, I find it reassuring that we don't always have to experience God's presence with us as a mighty rushing wind that turns our lives upside down. God is the gentle breeze that brings peace. God is the sneeze that opens the way before us. Yes, God is in the violent wind that shakes things up and gets us back on track. But God's also the breath of daily life flowing in and out of each one of us. And God is that wind that blows over chaos and gives life, so that we might in turn give life to the world. A blessed Pentecost to each one of us. Amen.